Welcome back to The Minute Who Shagged Me, where we go through the Austin Powers movies 1 minute at a time, continuing with The Spy Who Shagged Me. I'm Johnny, and sadly, it's Friday, and it's our last day with our special guest. He is...
Jonathan Howell, and I'm sad to say it's also our last day for, well, at least for my weeks, where we talk about the alternate titles of The Spy Who Shagged Me. I think the Norwegian title takes the cake. Spy Who Shagged Me was... The Spy Who Ejaculated on Me.
Oh, God. I thought you said that was the dirtiest one earlier. Well, this is the dirtiest one.
I don't know. Is it dirtier? Okay, well, here we go. The Spy Who Fucked Me is more of a harsh truth. The Spy Who Ejaculated on Me is... It's more of a process, and so it seems like it's more... It seems more demeaning to at least one of the parties. The other one is like, hey, if it's consensual, you want to get fucked, have fun.
Yeah.
I gotcha. All right, sorry. Well, this is the worst one. I saved the worst for last.
I was just like, wait a minute, you said that one was worse, but somehow ejaculation seems worse than fuck.
And that's never been said before.
Okay. Well, now it has written in the books. It is worse.
It's so much worse.
Because it leaves a picture in your mind that you just don't want there.
Yep. Like when you hear that title, which spy do you think of? Please don't say Harriet the Spy.
Ew, no. I think of Austin Powers.
I unfortunately think of Sean Connery.
Oh, yeah, that's also, okay, that's true. Yeah, because I think, okay, leaning into this a little bit more, I think that Daniel Craig's would be the fuck one.
In
a polite way.
Oh, that's not, then that's just the spy who was, what, near me? What was one of them?
Nice to me.
Who was the spy who behaved very nicely around me?
Yeah.
That's okay, not Daniel Roger Craig. Moore. Roger Moore is a sweetheart. He's like supposedly one of the nicest people on the planet.
Oh, no. Daniel Craig has avoided me.
He seems aloof.
He is aloof.
He sounds aloof. So are we saying Sean Connery is the spy who ejaculated? Or is it Timothy Dalton? He seems kind of like a loose cannon.
That's a hard one.
I mean, it's not Pierce Brosnan.
No, he's... What would he... Would he be the Mongolian one?
He's the gibberish one, the spying me misleading.
Yep.
All right.
Because nobody liked him. Most of the world didn't like him.
Okay.
So he's the gibberish one.
Unfortunately, we only have 5 days of these, so I don't have
more bonds.
We have too many bonds.
So we could have a twofer. It could be both.
You know what? Actually, from some of the stories I've heard, George Lazenby would actually be the spy who ejaculated on me.
Okay.
I've heard he's kind of a shit.
Kind of a shit. Okay.
So this is all stuff I've heard.
I'm allegedly. Sure there is more than one James Bond who was a shit, so it's fine.
I mean, Sean Connery beat his wife, so... As much as we love Sean Connery.
I know.
Yeah, that's a troublesome one.
I know, because I'm all about, like, not...
Yeah, not being...
Everybody's... Well, not being a dick and beating your wife, but it's just like, why did he have to do that?
And then talk about it.
Yeah. Ugh.
I mean, I don't want you to ever cover up that you did it, but I don't... Okay, first, one, don't do it.
Yep.
Two, don't lie about it.
Yep.
Three, don't talk about it.
Yep.
I don't know.
Four, don't do it again if you did it the first time.
Yeah. It's all bad.
If we can't circle back to do the first thing, it's not doing it at all.
Don't do it at all. This is a no.
But then, and then I think about Daniel Craig that he walks around with a baby Bjorn.
I love that guy.
With his child, and he's like the sweetest human, and he was a James Bond.
He was a James Bond.
He was a, well.
And Roger Moore... When he died, everybody was just like, I have nothing bad to say about him. He was the nicest fellow I've ever met. I always thought he, in my mind, he was a little more pompous and maybe a little arrogant because he was a very handsome gentleman, like most of his life. Nope. They said he was the most down-to-earth giving. He always did charities, even up until he died. He was the chairman of a charity. I mean, just nice guy. He would definitely not ejaculate on me.
No.
So I'm pretty excited about that.
Okay.
We're not that excited. Not that excited. Not excited. Whew, I'm going to calm down. I'm going to take a cold shower.
Well, we got to figure out where Mini-Me is, so you got to take that shower fast.
Well, speaking of being ejaculated, he was ejaculated into the air.
That's good.
Yeah.
He was.
He was. Maybe that's why I put that in this minute.
Maybe.
Let's go let's go with that. That I thought okay. that out far enough. Yeah.
So I guess this... Oh, go ahead.
Nope. Go on.
I was going to say, I guess this clears up our previous conversation of ownership, because Dr. Evil says that he should put a freaking bell on Mini-Me like a cat.
Yes, and that he would be very upset for at least 10 minutes if he died. And they also go get the stick. Is it the stick or the hook?
The stick.
Go get that stick.
And I said, the stick means this isn't the first time this has happened.
No. Well, because he's probably like a cat. He gets into like weird, because he can probably crawl into spaces that no one has ever thought in an evil lair. We should make this childproof, or even smaller than child.
Well, childproof doesn't fit Dr. Evil's aesthetic.
Yeah. Well, they are white little latches. Everything he has is white or silver.
Or, he's into that monochrome.
Or magma.
Or magma. Well, we get the president on the horn.
Hey, there's the president. It's the first time we've seen him?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
We've plugged into the Situation Room to threaten him.
Yes.
For the money that he is going to give.
How much is he getting?
I think he asked for $100 billion and they all laughed at him.
Because
they've never heard of that much money.
Okay.
So I think he asked for $100 million.
Okay.
Or maybe he doubled down and still asked for $100 billion.
Because they do say it wasn't easy.
Yeah, because they had to crowdsource it from like everybody.
Gotcha.
But they're in the Situation Room, so all of his generals and stuff are around him.
Yep.
Which, this is like the saddest Situation Room. I feel like this is the Situation Room before they put it in the basement.
Oh, yeah. Everybody's smoking. They got all the generals. They got this guy who is kind of like Kennedy and Lyndon B. Johnson put together. This is exactly who, I mean, he's like young, I guess. I mean, he's not really young. He's Tim Robbins. He wasn't that young at this point, but he is handsome. So I think it's more, but it feels more like a Lyndon B. Johnson.
He's like a clean cut handsome.
Yeah, he's like a clean cut LBJ because he's super aggressive.
Yeah, because he wants to
nuke him.
He wants to get Jiminy Jumpin' Jesus.
He wants to blow up the moon, basically.
Yep. He's like, I've got nukes out the yin yang and.
Just let me launch one, for God's sake. Are you suggesting we blow up the moon?
Would you miss it?
I'd miss
it. And again, what does space can't teach you?
The moon is cool.
Okay. What happens if we blow up the moon?
Oh, the ocean that has been trying to murder us finally gets a leg up and will attack us. And try to make us into mer people.
Okay.
That's what I learned in space camp in Huntsville, Alabama in 19, I don't know, 80 something. Probably 88, 89.
Okay.
Long time.
Oh, I found something out fun. The sun would take over tidal changes.
What?
The sun apparently would take over the tidal changes of the ocean.
Oh, sure. You'd be acted on by the next gravitational thing, but it wouldn't be the same, is the point.
It says the poles would have less water than the equator. If the moon didn't exist, the bulge of water would disperse, rushing into shallower poles.
There is a bulge of water? Oh, I'm very upset knowing that this is happening to my planet. Yeah, because we're not a sphere. We got a little shimmy like in the middle.
Little shimmy in the middle, like a top.
Yeah, we got a little love handles.
The ocean. It says the. Go ahead.
Go.
The moon is also helping to slow down Earth's rotation. In fact, the moon is slowing us down at a tiny bit every day. If we had no moon to slow our roll, we'd be spending ourselves 6-hour days.
Yeah. And it's also keeping our enemy, the ocean, away from us.
Yeah.
You're not getting me, ocean. It's always trying to kill me with all of its little shark friends.
It also stabilizes our tilt, so maybe you wouldn't have snow anymore.
Oh. How's your tilt? Your tilt okay?
Apparently not.
I wouldn't get snow. Well, that'd be nice. It's going to snow tonight.
That's the positive.
As of taping, it's going to snow tonight.
Yeah, my mom's bracing for your guys' snow apocalypse thing.
Oh, does she live up here?
Whatever. She lives in Kentucky.
Oh, that's not up here.
No.
Oh, but... no, you guys are going to... No, the South and the New York and all that, they're going to have like a snowstorm, ice storm thing, like a freeze.
Yeah, we get Dr. Freeze's freeze ray.
Yeah, you get a low pressure system that's going to spit out just enough snow and then melt it enough and then freeze it, and it's going to... pull down power lines. That sucks. So I'm sorry to everybody that happened to, because this is in the past. It's our the future. What are we? we're in the future.
Time is a flat circle. It's fine.
Time is not flat. It's like the moon. It's like a weird oblong little bump.
Flat circle. That has deviations.
It does.
For parallel timelines.
Mm-hmm.
Like this one. Where the president wants to nuke the moon, which might not actually be too far from what we are living in currently.
If he's still president by the time this comes out, yes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering, though, if this hellscape they've created by having Buzz and Neil not go to the moon, and the Russians are going to get to the moon first, and we're... stuck in whatever sort of blackmailing situation. Have they irrevocably changed human history, or at least American history?
You know what? We could maybe even make it worse, because they're flying to the moon in Apollo 11,
mm-hmm.
where we know that they're Michael Collins. That's his name.
I don't know. Who are we talking about?
The guy who's driving the whole thing.
Oh, yes. Michael Collins. It's like, who are we talking about? In the Situation Room? I don't know their names.
No, Michael Collins is driving this rocket, but he's also has a CIA agent
mm-hmm.
and a British intelligence officer. So not only are we losing the arms race of the moon, we're also allowing Great Britain the ability to equally say they've been on the moon too.
We're not sharing anything with those people. We have not forgotten.
I'm just telling you, we're like really fucking it up.
They're a bunch of ocean lovers. You know that, right? Great Britain, a bunch of ocean lovers. They all love water. They love it. Love it.
I'm just telling you, we messed it up big time. Because not only, it's whoever decides to plant the flag first, hopefully Felicity's faster.
And you know British people love flags. They have a ton of them.
Uh-huh.
This is our first moon flag.
They wear them as underwear.
This is our first moon flag. We don't know what's going on.
Yeah. Who knows? Dr. Evil could have claimed it.
In the name of... is he Dutch? What is he? What was he originally in the first movie?
His father is a haberdasher, the penchant for buggery. Where was he from?
I can't remember. Because his mother was a French whore? Sex worker. Sorry.
Sorry. God. Just sex worker. Just speaking of ejaculating on. Just a sex worker. Calm down.
he was a frick.
I'm looking it up.
So am I. Belgium. He's Belgian.
Okay, he's Belgian. I thought that accent sounded familiar.
And French. Okay. Because his mom's still French, so.
Is his mother still alive? Is that what's understood?
I don't know, because she was 15. So probably.
Yeah, awesome. Oh, that would have been in a future movie. Like, have a woman in a bald wig.
Oh, my God. Why does she have to be bald?
It's just because that's the way his brain would probably work. You think that's hilarious. Well, and she would be Mrs. Evil.
Oh.
Nanny Evil. Nana Evil. Who would play her? Cloris Leachman. Didn't even have to, because she's basically Frau Farbissina.
But I was also thinking Betty White, because...
Ooh, yeah. Well, they're close friends, so perfect.
Oh my God, what if one of them was Austin's mom?
Uh-huh.
And the other one was Dr. Evil's mom, and they somehow crossed paths beforehand.
Yep.
Before they knew that their sons were mortal enemies.
I would take Betty White as a British lady.
Yeah.
And have because I just know that I don't know her range on voices. But how awesome would that be? That's not bad.
We gotta make this.
I'd watch that.
Come on. We gotta make it happen.
It's not gonna happen. I know. He is so underground now. Have you guys talked about that Gong show on this show?
Yeah. Okay. Sean and Dave brought it up.
Oh my God.
And so I didn't know that it was a thing, but I really respect it.
I don't. I'm flabbergasted that it exists as a thing.
I respect that form of entertainment over American Idol.
Oh, I would rather watch The Masked Singer on Fox than watch the American Idol. I mean, I think it's at least fun. It's not hurting anybody, but it's the character. It's Mike Myers as this British. I don't know. I think Mike Myers is funny. I don't know why he took the Love Guru being such a poo fest to heart. To such a degree that he just couldn't. You should do a hiatus episode on that, by the way. The thing that basically killed the Austin Powers movies and his career. Because it shouldn't have killed his career. He killed his career by not doing any more movies. I love the guy.
He lost himself in Trek.
Yeah.
And did The Love Guru. And now he's typecasting himself.
And then he just played a part in Bohemian Rhapsody.
Which I haven't seen yet.
As a British person. And it's like, what? And he was fine. Like, I didn't look at it and roll my eyes like, oh my God, this is stupid. I mean, they did make a joke about Bohemian Rhapsody and him. They basically, that this song was, he didn't like it and that no one would ever roll down their windows and bang their head to it. Which was kind of a joke about Wayne's World. But
Wayne's World, yeah.
But yeah, but I didn't think it was bad. Like, he's a good actor.
I don't know. I just think somebody needs to like be like, hey.
We love you, man.
We love you. And we want you to succeed and continue. Don't typecast yourself. Create the characters that you love. Because the ones that you love, we love too. Except the Love Guru.
You made a really bad Indian spoof film. And yep. And you did a bad accent. That we don't like. Stop doing those. I don't know. I think the guy was too hard on himself. I mean, he's always funny when I see him on things. When he comes out of his hole. He's always so shy, too. I don't know. Maybe he's just got, you know, just major shyness. And that one error is just, he whatever makes him funny, it just broke it.
He's an emotional cutter. That's what he is. He is, because that you take something that something went wrong and you beat it into your brain every single day as your anxiety.
Yeah.
It's okay. There are more emotional cutters out there.
Yeah. And we all make mistakes.
Yeah.
This show, one of these shows is a mistake. There are going to be heirs. I can't remember the name of half the people I'm trying to talk about. I'm just naming them off as the boyfriends and wives of other people. So it happens.
You don't have to know all of your lines, and you don't have to be funny 120% of the time.
You just gotta have fun, be yourself, and don't ejaculate on me, please.
Yeah.
Please.
The moral of this story.
Unless that's your thing. And then
we're not going to kink shame. Just don't do it on non-consensual people.
Yeah, don't do it on me. I'm not into that. I'll use myself as a, I just don't like it. That's just me.
Oh, man.
Well, this has been very consensual, though. I've enjoyed this whole week. Thank you. Thank you so much for having me on.
Of course. Thank you for being on.
No problem. I have one last question for you.
I'm nervous.
This is for a perfect score, minus the one you missed. This is for a perfect score. On the Jerry Springer Show, what does Dr. Evil say he is but can't back it up with paperwork?
A doctor.
No. Something funny, like it's a joke. I'm sure he had a laundry list of things that he says.
Oh, God, hold on. Because I don't believe him that he can't back up that he's a doctor.
That's because he's not saying it about being a doctor. He's saying it about something else. It's ridiculous.
No, I'm going to go out on a bad note. Tell me.
If you want, we can just not... You can just edit this part out. I'll tell the answer and you can say it.
No, I don't cheat that way. I'll cheat any other way but that way.
All right. He is audio, it's all pure. He was a princess of Canada. Does that sound familiar to you at all?
No, maybe they cut that.
Oh, did I ask you a question from a cut scene?
Because I don't remember, because you're talking about the beginning of the movie.
I don't know. How many times is he on Jerry Springer? Is it more than once?
I think it might be.
All right. Then he maybe go back. If that line comes up, hey, I'll give you a pass. If it hasn't happened yet, you definitely get a pass.
Because, oh my God, maybe it is. Because it's in a monitor room. And then the guy who plays Stuart in Mad TV is the monitor person. And he's like watching it play out, and there is a Nazi, a skinhead, a Southern trucker, and a KKK member. Like, all there with him. And it's like dads who want to take over the world.
Gotcha.
But I don't remember them saying anything about Canada.
Huh. Well, I mean, that's a funny joke for him because he's Canadian. But, and also the Princess of Canada. That's kind of funny. But I will not count it. If it is not happened. Actually, I won't count it anyway because they all don't matter. Again.
It is a deleted scene.
All right. Perfect. I am sorry I asked you a deleted scene. There's no way you could ever done this.
I want to watch this deleted scene now. Thank you for leading me to it.
No problem. That's what the show's all about. Finding new nuggets you didn't know existed.
I love it.
If you love this movie, go out and find that. We'll put it up on you'll put it up on YouTube on our on your psychedelic lounge, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If you can find it.
I have it up right now, and I will watch it and post it.
Awesome. Well, not now. No one will understand.
Well, not now.
I'll remind you when it happens.
Okay. I wrote it down, too.
Awesome.
Cool.
Sweet. We found some new stuff.
I love it. And there's also a deleted scene about them being in their bikinis, too. I say their bikinis because Austin was also wearing one.
Yikes.
Yep. That one's not for everyone.
Nope.
Well, guess what?
What?
You get to take us out of here this week.
What?
Yeah, it's Friday. You got to do it.
All right. Do I do the whole thing and talk about our spiel and everything?
It's whatever you want.
Oh, hey, do you like this show? I like this show. I listen to this show. I like Johnny. So if you like Johnny, and you've never done anything for her, here's an easy thing you can do. Rate and subscribe to her podcast. If you're not already subscribed, you're listening to podcasts wrong. Subscribe to the podcast first. Then rate it. Then review it. That's two separate things you have to do. Rate it. That's easy. It's literally a star thing. It pops up. But you can also write a review. And if you forgot to write a review, you can always go back and write a review. It helps people get find these shows. Go rate and write a review for Johnny because you like her. Because I like her. I'm going to go do that tonight and write a review of this show.
Oh.
Not the show as a whole, just my episodes I was on.
Oh, okay. That's good.
And if you are interested in finding me, I'm over at MinuteImpossible.com. We have MinuteImpossible.com/Patreon. We have MinuteImpossible.com with a T Public site. You can find us on Twitter at MinImpossible, M-I-N Impossible, and on the Impossible Minute Force on Facebook. And you know what that means? Stay groovy. Is that it? Did I do it? Oh.